This is John McLean in the WBZ newsroom. I'm speaking to Woburn Mayor Scott Galvin. And Mr. Mayor, we see where in the case of this officer who was killed tragically, the suspect in this case, apparently during his parole hearing, that the DA's office was not notified of this hearing. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it just seems like another string in the whole case. The Sinelli should have never been out in the first place. Again, I think it's more appropriate for the district attorney to comment on this, but it adds to the outrage in the community about why this guy was out in our community. And, you know, and as we've seen what happened, the tragedy to Officer McGuire, his family, and the police department, it's just not right. And, you know, one thing we're grateful for is that Governor Patrick is investigating the parole board. And, you know, we need answers into how this whole tragedy's unfolded. It's just been a tough situation for the city.
Yeah, I can imagine I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you'd like to, you know, basically get those answers and demand those answers.
Well, you know, that's true. We've got a good delegation up on Beacon Hill. We've got strong state reps and state senators. I know they're looking into it. We sent off a letter as well from my office. You know, it's been a whirlwind of a week, and we can't lose focus that the whole thing has caused a huge outrage in our city. It's caused a tremendous hardship on the McGuire family and our police department. So we do need answers. We need them soon. And I think there has to be, you know, somebody has to be held accountable to this. And obviously that's going to be members of the parole board.
And the whole fact that the DA's office was not invited to the parole hearing, I mean, that's got to be insult to injury.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm sure that, you know, from reading the article as well as you did in the Globe, it's just, you know, the Suffolk County wasn't notified. Dan Conley wasn't notified. Jerry Leone wasn't notified. I'm sure they would have. I know I saw one of the letters referenced in the paper that they opposed his prior release. Regardless, the guy just shouldn't have been out there. I mean, it common sense, whether the DA was notified or not, they should have. But you look at this guy's record, and you know, most people have seen it at this point. You know, 9-page record, starting when he was 17 years old. It defies common sense that he could have ever been released.
And the wake for the officer is today, this afternoon. Your thoughts for the family?
Again, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family. I know they're a very private family. It's a tragedy, and it should have never happened.
I'll leave it right there. Mayor, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Our thoughts are with you guys in Woburn.
Thank you very much.